Ma'am, thank you for holding for me. I apologize for the wait. Now, what we're going to have to do, I'm not pulling up an order for you. So what we're going to have to do is send this information over to the home office so we can get the order number and then set you up with a service call so we can see exactly what's going on with the unit. Okay. Now, will you provide me with your first and last name again?
Jan Ronk, R-O-N-K.
That was J-A-N-E?
J-A-N.
Oh, Jan. I'm sorry. Okay. And the installation address?
1730 R-O-S-E-B-U-R-Y Loop, L-O-O-P.
Okay, I'm sorry. You cut out on the street name.
Roseberry Loop.
Roseberry Loop, okay.
That's a B-U-R-Y Loop.
Right, and the city and state?
The village is Florida.
And the zip code?
32162.
Okay, and the best contact number for you was the 732-814-7323?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. All right, so I'm going to get this over to our home office. And in the meantime, if you could reach back out to Home Depot and ask them for an order number or a PO number. And
they're not very cooperative.
Home Depot is not?
No. All they would do is give me GE's number and your number. That's it. Which I couldn't understand for the life of me.
Hmm. Yeah, well, you should definitely have that. All right. Well, what we'll do, this information has been sent over, and if you don't get a call within the next, today is Thursday, within at least by Monday, give us a call back.
Out of my mind. Because, do you understand the thing keeps going bleep, 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 bleep?
Ma'am, I completely understand. I apologize, but you're not sure of what month it was installed. You don't have an order number. I'm not pulling up by your name, your address, or anything like that. We have to do research, so it does take a while.
Okay, well, I'll do some researching myself, too, because this is ridiculous.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Well, thank you for calling XPO. You have a great day.
You too now. Bye. It's crazy. It's a damn dishwasher for months, weeks, whatever the hell it is.